Hi, this is Pastor John Koopman of Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Mankato. We are a congregation of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod that strives to embody the historic teachings and practices of the Christian Church as found in the sacred scriptures. If you enjoy or have questions about this brief message, please get in touch with us. Our building is located at 1103 North Broad Street in Mankato. We have divine service at 8 o'clock and 10:30 on Sunday mornings, with Bible class and Sunday school between at 9:15. Again, this is Pastor John Koopman of Our Savior's Lutheran Church, and thanks for listening. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O God, you make this most holy night to shine with the brightness of the true light. Grant that as we have known the mysteries of that light on earth, we may also come to the fullness of his joys in heaven. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our meditation today is a Christmas message based upon Luke chapter 2. First, a reading from Luke 2. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day, in the city of David, a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise be to thee, O Christ. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Sparkling lights glimmering in the bleak midwinter amidst a chorus of pensive voices. And a smorgasbord of sweet potatoes, green bean casserole, decadent dressing, roast beast, and a hot toddy to top it all off. But for how long? The sentimental traditions of yesteryear hold on by a piece of tinsel with a bow on top. Christmas is a grand celebration of the enfleshment of the second person of the Trinity, who in flesh was crucified and risen for the deliverance of mankind. But without that divine commemoration, Christmas is just a party about nothing. This holy day becomes a Hallmark holiday without the incarnation of Jesus. It is wrapped in a box filled with nothing save packing peanuts. It's a collection of ornaments without an evergreen tree. It's a baby shower without a baby. For now, Charlie Brown can complain that his dog has gone commercial. But soon the commercialism won't be able to sustain such decadence. Without Christ, this most wonderful time of the year will revert to frigid darkness and bitter gloom. So for this season, to maintain the spirit of Christmas, the faithful few who are gathered in the sanctuary understand that the Christmas carol is but a prelude to Holy Week and Easter. The true Christian joy at the birth of Jesus isn't merely joy at the sight of a newborn babe, but it is joy that the God of all creation stepped forth into his handiwork to redeem us from the agonizing despair of death. Even in that most familiar story of Jesus' birth, do we see the brilliant undertones of Holy Week. As an unborn child, Jesus went from Nazareth to Bethlehem. Nazareth is the place of the branch, and Jesus is the shoot that springs forth from the stump of Jesse, the father of King David. He is the branch. Bethlehem is the house of bread, and Jesus is the bread of life who feeds his people with the bread of his own body and blood. When Jesus was grown, he went from Nazareth to Jerusalem, to the city of peace, where in the upper room he gave peace to his apostles and fed them greater bread than could ever be found in Bethlehem. Upon arriving in Bethlehem, there was no place for them in the inn. This is the ancient Mediterranean, remember? There were no motels where they always kept the light on for you. There were just spaces for guests in people's homes. And this is Joseph's hometown, filled with his relatives. And none could spare a space for a pregnant woman in the throes of labor. Even before birth, the Son of Man had nowhere to lay his head, and his own people did not receive him. In a way, before he was even born, the crowds were already poised to cry out, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" The Blessed Virgin Mary, the mother of our Lord, received her newborn son in her arms and wrapped God, who was covered in the filth of childbirth, in swaddling cloths. 33 years later, that image of the Madonna and child transformed into the Madonna della Pietà, where the Blessed Virgin Mary, the mother of our Lord, received her lifeless son in her arms and wrapped God, who was covered in the filth of crucifixion, in burial cloths. In truth, there is no celebration of Christmas worth having without the celebration of Easter. Without the shedding of Christ's blood, there would be no reason for him to even have blood. The Christmas tree is a reminder of this. In the Middle Ages, they had what they called paradise plays, recounting the story of salvation from the tree in the Garden of Eden to the tree in the place of the skull. The play centered around a paradise tree covered in bright red apples, signifying the fruit which Adam and Eve ate that led to death for all. The tree was cut down, and from the stump of that tree grew a shoot which grew into the cross, still decorated with bright red apples, signifying the body and blood of Christ, which now gives life to all. The infant body of Jesus in the feeding trough is the fruit of the tree of life, and all who eat of this fruit shall live forever. God became man in the person of Jesus Christ. He took on flesh and blood, in order that his blood might be shed as the payment for our sins, so that we might receive newborn life through his sacrifice. I know this profound truth of Christmas isn't coated in sugar and wrapped in shiny paper, but it's better this way. Our Lord Jesus doesn't dress himself in majestic robes, a bejeweled crown of gold, in a grand majestic hall. Instead, you find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths lying in a manger. You find a naked corpse hanging on a cursed tree. For the Lord in his wisdom came to his own people, dwelling in the darkness and filth of sin, so that the brightness of the true light of Christ may not blind our eyes, but dwell among us. For this Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us, and he doesn't put on a fake show of cleanliness like we do. He comes in a barn, smelling of animals and childbirth. He comes on a cross, looking of pity and death. He descends from the highest glory of heaven with the voices of angels to give peace on earth through the shedding of his blood. And so this evening, you have come to a place beyond gaudy sentimentality. For I tell you that many prophets and kings desired to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it. All over the earth, decadent food is being eaten, expensive gifts are being unwrapped, and many of even the richest are going away empty. They are looking for joy and peace and finding none. But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels and festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. Merry Christmas. To conclude, let us meditate upon the hymn, O Jesus Christ, thy manger is.
O Jesus Christ, thy manger is, my paradise at which my soul reclineth. For there, O Lord, doth lie the Word, made flesh for us here in thy grace forth shineth. He whom the sea and wind obey, doth come to serve the sinner in great meekness. Thou God's own Son, with us art one, dost join us and our children in our weakness. Thy light and grace, our guilt efface, thy heavenly riches, all our loss retrieving. Emmanuel, thy birth doth quell the power of hell and Satan's bold deceiving. Thou Christian heart, whoe'er thou art, be of good cheer and let no sorrow move thee. For God's own child, in mercy mild, joins thee to him, how greatly God must love thee.
I hope you enjoyed this devotion of Our Savior's Lutheran Church. To learn more about our congregation, visit our website at oslcmankato.org or give us a call at 507-385-2180. God bless you.